Then, at the end of Lent, we enter into Holy Week. Now, depending on how a school year is arranged, the children are either off a lot of times during Holy Week, or they're off during Easter Week. So depending how that works, of course, nowadays, sometimes with the public school schedule, they are off earlier. So then, which as a teacher who likes the liturgy, it's sort of good to be in school during Holy Week and Easter Week parts, because they're both so beautiful to help the children understand and enter into. So during Holy Week, I would go through the different ceremonies that they were going to, the services. I would explain the services of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, so, and encourage them to go if they could. And then backing up about Palm Sunday, I would also teach them that yes, the Passion that we read is long, and a lot of people complain about reading the Passion on Palm Sunday. But when we think of all that our Lord did for us, we need to be willing to listen to it and to, again, enter into it and put yourself there. I mean, He did all that for us. We can certainly take that time and listen to what He suffered for us. And you might wonder too, you know, and they might wonder, why are we reading the Passion on Palm Sunday? Why don't we just read about Palm Sunday that day and read about the Passion on Good Friday? Well, that's because people are not required to go to Mass or to the service on Good Friday. And if they went on Palm Sunday and they only heard Palm Sunday, He's coming in on the donkey and everyone saying Hosanna to the Son of David, and then next Sunday, it's Easter, and you didn't read the Passion in between, they would miss an important part of the story. So we have to read the Passion on Palm Sunday so that the next week, those who haven't gone to any of the services, they celebrate the joy of Easter.